The state will purchase H-Centive, an off-the-shelf application that has powered exchanges in Colorado and Kentucky. Jean Yang is executive director of the state's Health Connector.
We actually looked at H-Centive as part of the original plan, but subsequently we decided not to go there, in part because the system was just not mature enough, particularly when it comes to customizing to meet state-specific needs.
Instead, the state chose CGI Group to build the website that debuted in October. The IT vendor also worked on the troubled federal website. It has been relieved of its work on healthcare.gov, but has had success with states like Colorado, which also used H-Centive. Yang says the out-of-the-box applications have developed over the past year through work with other state health exchange websites.
The tested, the commercialized end-to-end solution. Whereas the system that we had been relying on CGI to build, even though it has the original vision of offering end-to-end solutions successfully, it didn't happen. So as of today, not only is it missing key functionality, the pieces that are deployed have serious issues in terms of its quality and its performance.
The goal is to have a functional end-to-end exchange running by the fall. About 36,000 people have been enrolled in permanent health and dental plans since October, mostly through a dwindling stack of paper applications. Stemming from its 2006 groundbreaking healthcare law, the state has also been transitioning the 97% of its citizens with health insurance to plans that comply with the Federal Affordable Care Act. An additional 159,000 are in transitional or temporary Medicaid coverage. With that already extended temporary plan set to expire in June, Yang says the state is working with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to continue coverage until the end of 2014, while the state pursues this $120 million dual-track plan.
We are working extremely closely with CMS to discuss our strategy, ensure that they are supportive of our path forward so that we can secure funding support for them. So the hope is that the state is not going to be exposed financially in order to implement this strategy.
The connector will continue to use one piece of the existing website developed by a subcontractor of CGI called the Program Determination Rules Engine, according to Yang.
There is one piece that we will continue to work on and to recover. But you are right in terms of the full end-to-end solution. The CGI build HICS is going to be off the table for the longer term.
Yang says the state has paid CGI $17 million of a $69 million deliverable-based contract and is in negotiations to transition out of that agreement.
So to what extent that we're able to leverage the $69 million is really subject to the outcome of the negotiation. But the idea is that we are not going to be sort of completing that contract. That's certainly no longer part of the discussion.
Despite issues with health exchanges, the Canadian-based CGI has reported a doubling of its quarterly profits because of growing business in Europe. Along with the new strategy, the website work will have new leadership. Sarah Islin will return to her position with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts in June. Governor Deval Patrick brought her on in February to fix the exchange when she spoke with WAMC News.
When you're doing a project this big and one that gets off track, you really need a single point of accountability.
Maydad Cohen, Patrick's Deputy Chief of Staff for Cabinet Affairs and Policy, will take over. The technology firm Optum, which was also brought on in February, will continue supporting the Health Connector. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.